We're going to talk next about where Afghanistan goes from here. This past week, things began moving very quickly in Afghanistan. President Hamid Karzai's challenger dropped out of a planned presidential runoff. That runoff was canceled, and Karzai was declared the victor.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was in Afghanistan during this time. He met with Karzai and other figures before the decision on the runoff. He's widely credited with helping ensure that the crisis there did not spin out of control. As the Obama administration reviews U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, Senator Kerry is one of the most important voices in those conversations. He says that reducing corruption must top the list of priorities. Senator Kerry, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now that the U.S. and the West know who their partner is in Kabul, what is the very first thing you think should be done specifically?
Well, there are a number of things that have to happen. Number one, he's got to change some ministers, and number two, some governors. He's got some terrific ministers, mind you. I don't want to, and it's not as if this has to be some sort of wholesale sweep. In addition to that, he's really got to refrain from removing certain good governors today and replacing them with some of the cronies and others that were adopted during the course of the election season.
Well, the governors are, of course, appointed by the president in Afghanistan. When you suggest that he's got to refrain from getting rid of, if you will, the good ones, is that something that you're concerned that he might do?
There has been some concern. I think it'd be a very, very bad sign if certain individuals, I'll give you an example, there's a terrific governor down in Helmand, Governor Mangal. There have been some rumors about the potential of his removal. I think that'd be an enormous mistake and a very bad signal.
Well, of course, especially in Helmand, because that is where, at the moment, thousands of Marines are fighting, and that's where the center of the current NATO fight is.
That's absolutely correct.
You know, it's interesting you said there are some good people, good ministers, because we don't hear about that so often. But what we do hear about are, in fact, the bad ministers. For years, people in Afghanistan have spoken of President Karzai's younger half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai. He's spoken of widely as a drug kingpin. Now, this may not be true, but everyone seems to believe it, and there has not been, it seems, a serious effort to investigate someone that close to a leader that the U.S. is supporting.
Well, this is something that we all need to get to the bottom of. In fact, I am having a meeting in short order with different interested parties with respect to that issue. I think we have to look at that with a very tough eye, if you will, in order to ascertain what is possible here in terms of securing Kandahar and that particular region, which is essential in any effort to marginalize the Taliban.
Well, right. Of course, this has always been the issue with Afghanistan. If the U.S. supports powerful people that the local people look on as thugs, that makes the U.S. look bad. Now, the Bush administration often did say that it had no choice but to rely on people who were known as warlords, because they were the people who had the power and helped drive out the Taliban. Does that apply to this administration?
I think it applies to anybody working in a place as complicated as Afghanistan, that you have to make some tough decisions. It just may be necessary in order to accomplish what we need to, which is keeping al-Qaeda from using it as a sanctuary and sort of marginalizing the Taliban, who are somewhat allied with al-Qaeda. That's the mission, and we shouldn't lose track of that. So there will be some warlords who are going to play a role one way or another. Now, this may sound totally comical to you, but there are, quote, good warlords and bad warlords, end of quotes. And you have to kind of really draw some lines and then measure what you're left with against what you're trying to accomplish and sort of what our goal is.
I'm speaking to Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, you spent several days and several dinners helping to get President Hamid Karzai to accept a constitutionally mandated runoff. It didn't happen, as it turns out. But during walks, I gather, in the garden of the presidential palace, did you share with him a sense of disappointment and possible unfairness?
We just had a very frank, honest conversation. We talked about family, about history, about culture, about Afghanistan, about his own journey to the presidency, the king who came back to live in the palace. He actually showed me through the old palace. you know, we got to know each other and spend a lot of time with each other, and I think have a certain respect for the effort that we were engaged in. And in the course of that, sure, I talked about sometimes you've got to make a tough decision about a conceding in a race where you don't think you should have to, or we talked a lot about the imperfection of elections in many different parts of the world.
And did you come away thinking that Hamid Karzai is a reliable partner for the U.S. and a partner that can make the hard choices?
I think Hamid Karzai can be a reliable partner, providing he makes those changes that I talked about. And as all of us have said, and I think the president said this very clearly the other day, very appropriately, you know, it's not going to be words that are going to be sufficient. It's going to take actions. And the test of that will be every day. Does he make the moves necessary to deliver a better governance, a clarity of the steps he's going to take, and actually take them? That's the test.
You think he'll pass the test?
I hope so. It's in all of our interest that he does, that we make this succeed. Because if it does, then we can get our troops home in a shorter span of time with less conflict and with greater guarantees of stability and long-term success.
So where does this leave us when it comes to the all-important question of sending more troops to Afghanistan?
Well, the test, as I've said a number of times, the decision is not just one about numbers of troops. The governance locally, the development ability, the civilian, you know, civil structure, all of those things have to come in underneath it. They don't have to be perfect right away. If all we do is have a military component to this, we will fail. Right now, there are serious doubts about some of the governance and development and civilian structure that has to come in underneath that military effort in order to ultimately succeed.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Senator John Kerry is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
President Obama spoke of expecting deeds from Afghanistan's president, and today another of Afghanistan's allies went a step further. Britain linked corruption with the levels of Western troops in the country. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown gave a speech. He said that if the Afghan government continues in its way, it risks losing the world's support. He said, quote, "I am not prepared to put the lives of British men and women in harm's way for a government that does not stand up against corruption." Brown's speech comes after the deaths of 7 British soldiers in the past week. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.